Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Wait a minute. Band, you all still there? Okay. All right, so the band is done. All right, so hold on, band. Stop. The show started. I love the groove. Time is now 6.02 p.m. on the East Coast, 3.02 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is 8-19-2023, and you're tuned into the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And, I went back into the archives and pulled up one of the theme songs we used to have, which was written by Mr. Darren Durst, former member of the Motown recording group known as Ozone. Yeah, y'all remember Ozone, don't you? You know, feel like I want to strut my thing, right, so he kindly gave me that track, so I had to go back and pull it up, and because some folks have been saying that the theme song that I have is a little bit too long, which was also written by a former Ozone member, Mr. Joe Foxworth, called Conversation Piece, so I'm going to bounce back and forth from time to time, but we're working on a few others. To present to you as far as our opening thing and get your opinion on what you think might be the best, all right? The best of the best. Again, happy Saturday to you. Thank you for tuning in. The board is open. You can call in at 516-531-9861 if you haven't already, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. That's www.radio.com/TMGS. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Now, let me do this real quick. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. Last Saturday, we had to cancel the show due to Blog Talk Radio. Yes, they dropped the ball, not just on my show, but many other shows. Callers were calling in and was trying to chime into the conversations on a show ahead of ours, right? And what they did was they weren't able to allow the mics to open. You know, people were saying, well, I'm calling in. I'm getting this music. I know what you were hearing. You were hearing, and I'm like, okay, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. I can't have callers calling in and they're hearing Blog Talks generated, whatever you want to call it, or their theme song when a show doesn't come on the air. And so that's what occurred last Saturday. Now, what had also happened was that where, fortunately, I was able to get certain people on the board, but people were not able to hear the show on the, through the internet. And so it would have been a waste of time. you know, we had a scheduled guest, Mr. Joe Levy, to come on in the second hour. And so I made the decision at that time to say, well, you know what, we're going to have to scrap this show. And so that's what I did. And fortunately, Mr. Joe Levy, I contacted him, and he was like, that's cool, you know. And I didn't want to push him out for another week or two. I asked him, could you be available for this Saturday? And he said, of course. But now, mind you, I had to contact Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, it's sad when you're paying a bill and you can't call the company in order to express your disappointment in their service. All you could do is text them. And they say, well, we'll get back with you shortly. Get back with me shortly? That's bullshit. You should get back with me immediately. See, you remember years ago it used to be like that? There was an operator. But now everything that you pay for now, and if you have an issue, they want to get back with you later. Or we understand you're on hold. You're in line. If you leave your number, we can call you back at our earliest convenience. At your earliest convenience? I'm inconvenienced right now. So, I mean, wow. Wow. And I was like, just surprised that this is what happens. You know, this is what happens when companies take your money, and then they don't want to, you know, solve the issue of the services. And we really are being the dummies. A lot of folks say, well, you need to go to another service. Yes, I could. But I'm like, is that going to be better than the one I'm with now? Because it seems like it's a trend. It's what's going on all the time. No matter who you go to, they're going to put you on hold or get back to you later. Clark Howard here in Atlanta says, and I love what he says. He says, the non-customer service line. That's so true. It really is. So, you know, we've been working together, and of course, you guys know for many years and everything. And I say, well, you know what? It's going to be really tough because for the fact that we already had a scheduled show last Saturday of topics that are probably almost not of interest now, you know, but we're still going to talk about a few of them and bring some more fresh things that have came up over the week. And so we're going to try to squeeze all we can into the first hour of this show, what we intended of doing last week. And, of course, Joe Levy is going to join us in the second hour. But without further ado, let me open up the microphones of the hands that are waving. Please welcome to the show the lady of the house, the one, the only, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis.
Yeah,
you gotta have
that's what it sounds like. Hey, my girl.
Happy Saturday. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Ready to fight.
Yeah, you know, that was just so crazy.
Is that for fighting or is that for... what is that for? Is that for boxing or is that for football or something?
Yeah, that was for no. That was the theme, the Rocky.
Okay.
The first,
I got
second,
it right.
Third, fourth. I don't know. I mean, you know, but it was the theme, the Rocky. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Right. That's exactly what it was. But happy Saturday to you. Thank you for making it to the show. And I see there's a couple of other folks that are chiming in on the board, but we got a lot to talk about. So we're going to try to squeeze all this in. I did ask Joe Levy, or better yet, I did talk to him prior to us going live and let him know that he's welcome to chime in earlier if he can into the topics that we're going to talk about. Here's something I definitely want to do. Well, another co-host has popped up, so I'm going to open up their mic momentarily.
Okay.
But I want us to look at some of the things that, you know, that we and I had to share that, you guys. By the way, you weren't on the board, but you know what I did? I used the theme song from Joe Foxworth first. It said the long one. So that cut about another good 3 minutes okay, of just music. But let me go ahead and open up this microphone all the way from Los Angeles, California. Yes, it is. The guy that always tells me every Saturday whenever I say something and it's something that's touching a nerve, he says, Mike, there you go. You're touching a nerve. You open up a can of worms. Mr. Time and Chill.
Janet, why did you let Mike suck you into doing these? Now you got him, he got you doing all these different music tunes and stuff. You know it's never going to end. You know it's never going to end. He's going to have another one for you.
Yeah, I know.
I said, look at Janet. Yeah, I said, oh, no. She didn't got the bug.
I'm trying to cut it short.
Okay.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
I'm in between y'all because I had to, you know, they heard about the storm coming in California and everybody and their mama went into the grocery store. They don't even know if the storm's going to make it to the end, but they already, and they're clogging up everything. As soon as they put that crap out, I stood in line for 30 minutes. Now I'm trying to run and get, you know, put my stuff in the house, and then I'll be back on the road again.
I just came from the storm myself, but there's no storm coming this way. But in Georgia, it's like that. They clean the aisles the minute they know the storm is coming.
Okay, so we're gonna let Time go ahead and do what he got to do and come back and join us because, like I said, we have a bunch of stuff to try to squeeze in because we're trying to squeeze in last week's show into this week's topics. And also in the chat room, Bring It Boy has chimed in. Welcome, Bring It Boy. More and more we are hearing the terminology changing from customer service to customer support. And they said, hello, Janet. Well, well, now you got to bag your own groceries on a regular basis. That's a comical thing, too. Unless you go to certain departments within certain stores that do have a register, which they know they have to bag it. So, yeah, it's just the laziness that is happening, and it's being, in my opinion, being shared to folks where just don't do stuff on your own, you know. So, anyway, let's go through our political stories. I want to do this first, because whenever we talk about politics, you will definitely hear this. Yes, it's gotten to that point, ladies and gentlemen. It's scary. It's becoming very scary. Because here's the thing is that, and again, I will do it one more time. Okay. I know you have a story to share, Janet, but here's the thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week, but it's interesting. The clock is ticking for the individuals who were indicted here in Georgia. Now, former president, and it kills me when certain channels say President Trump. No, he's not the president anymore. He's former president. You know, I'm just getting right. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but 19 people, and I do believe this is including him in the 19, have been giving a summons to appear or to show up here in Fulton County, Georgia, at the jail. They had so many days. I think it's down to 7 or 6. And next week, by Friday, I think it is, they must turn themselves in to be processed. That's talking about fingerprinted, photo taken, you know, a lot of that stuff they didn't have to deal with where Donald Trump didn't have to do in the first 3 indictments. But in this one, according to the sheriff here, yes, all 19 must go through the process. Now, you and I live here in Georgia, Janet. I'm sure you've never been to Fulton County Jail. And I'm not going to lie, I've been in there once. Right now, this jail is under investigation.
Yeah.
This jail is under investigation over, and for you folks that don't know, over some deaths that have occurred. One, which is recent, which is horrible. This young man died, and they found where there was a bunch of ticks on his body. They showed the photos of the inside of the jail. Okay, this is a nasty place. Now, the Trump's crew, for lack of a better term, is trying to make it where Donald Trump can go on there and check out. And the media is saying, well, if he has to go through the regular process of most, you know, inmates, which normally takes about 45 minutes or so to be processed, they're trying to make it where he can go in and get out. I don't think that should be the case. If you are being indicted and you have to go through the process like anybody else, you should go through the time frame. I understand he's the former president. He's going to have the Secret Service there to protect him from anybody, you know, harassing him. But he should go through the time process. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree that he can go through the process, but I think they could speed it up. It shouldn't have to be dragged out. And yes, I haven't been in the prison, but I went there to bail a relative out at one particular time.
I don't think there's any jail in America that smells like Febreze or Fabulosa. They all stink, okay? So he's going to have to deal with something that he's never dealt with. He's not used to. And I think that he should have a whiff of it. Because, I mean,
but we all
again,
know that's not going to happen, Michael. That's not going to happen.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
Enough
I'm
that
curious
he said
what?
They're going to take his picture, but they said he's going through the process. But because he's a high-profile person, they're not going to have him just sitting somewhere with Secret Service for 45 minutes to wait and be fingerprinted.
Well, granted, now I'm trying to be funny a little bit, but then again, I'm being serious. Because here's the thing, there's been a lot of other high-profile individuals, not a former president. But look who brought this on themselves. Look who brought this on themselves. There's been many of high-profile individuals here in Georgia that probably got, you know, some kind of special treatment. You know, but in my opinion, I think that at some point, If you have to go through the process, you should go through it just like anybody else. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't think that a person, just because you were former president, just because you were former CEO of a company, you should be treated special. You got the security there, but you should definitely go through the process.
When Trump has his entourage, he has more people than even President Biden has. President Biden don't have a motorcade of 20 freaking cars, you know? So you know they're going to make a big show out of it. So they're going to get him in and out because they don't want anything to happen.
Honestly, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Now, Bring It Boy just said, why? He has done nothing wrong. Come on, Bring It Boy. I mean, really? And I love, you know, your post here because, see, here's the thing. How in the hell you could say he's done nothing wrong? Nothing? Nothing wrong? And you could post all you want, but you're more than welcome to call in and speak to us directly. But, you know, come on. There's total evidence, not just based on what's happening now, but there was evidence what he did and his father did back years ago. So you're trying to say that he's never done anything wrong? Never?
But even if you don't even say that, just to stage a coup, an insurrection, he knew about what was going on. He was involved. So that's when you do something against the government, and according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3, that they've been talking about, If anybody who's holding office, who's sworn an oath, and they do anything that's against the government, which is a insurrection, or they said that you cannot hold office ever again. And they never they never used that amendment before, but they're going to try it out this time.
Okay, so let's clarify something here, and I want you to repeat it, but let me just read what Bring It Boy just said. Billionaires pay for the protection. That's bullshit, Bring It Boy. Secret Service, Donald Trump is not paying for. He's not paying for the Secret Service. If you've been following it, the Secret Service will be here. Our tax dollars, thank you, pay for, and that's for every president for years to come. So Donald Trump is not paying for his security. Being a former president, you get security from Secret Service for years to come, okay? Then they said, sorry, that's all media talking points. Well, you know, you're wrong. Bring It Boy, you need to correct what you just posted here on my board. Billionaires pay for the protection. Well, no.
It's not.
But now, hold on,
Janet.
I want you to, but Janet, what I want you to do is go back and repeat what you said about the 14th Amendment so people can understand. I mean, based on what you're reading there, I want you to clarify so people don't just jump on a horse and try to ride out of town on it. All I'm saying is this. Does it say they must be convicted or just be involved in something like that?
It's
so
involved.
By him being indicted.
Involved.
Okay, so can you read it again?
Yeah, involved. I'm pulling it up, Michael. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back to where I got the whole thing highlighted.
Because I just wanted to be clarified here.
Yeah.
But the thing is that Bring It Boy is still chiming. No, I know, but go ahead and look at it, but I'm just addressing Bring It Boy.
Okay.
Hold on. But Bring It Boy,
okay.
You have to understand Donald Trump is not paying for his security. Ex-presidents are not paying for that out of their pockets. So why would you even put that up there if you knew better? You would know. A former president does not pay out of their own pockets from the Secret Service. They don't. He could fly in on his own plane, but the moment he hits the ground, Secret Service takes over. From the moment he goes to wherever he's going until he goes back to the airport, and then even when he goes home, he's got Secret Service. That's 24 hours.
Okay, Michael. Yeah. Okay. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the Constitution, Section 3, prohibits anyone who has previously taken an oath of office, senators, representatives, or other public officials holding office, or anybody higher up, if they have engaged in an insurrection or a rebellion against the United States. That means at least theoretically that politicians who participate or encourage a rebellion against the government can not only be removed from office, but they can be prevented from holding state and federal offices in the future. However, they said this qualification that is works under the 14th Amendment has never been clear yet, but they're getting ready to put it in work, because it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. The minute he is elected to say he's running for president, right now it's not. It's just, but the minute somebody can protest it, and it can go all the way to the Supreme Court, and hopefully they'll do the right thing. But they said in the 14th Amendment, nobody, anybody who is trying to do an insurrection or do anything that's unlawful, they cannot hold office.
They're going to lock them up.
Yeah.
It is coming.
Yeah.
They might as well get ready, Mike, because, hey, all we're trying to do is make sure, I mean, people say, oh, he's not going to jail or whatever. The one thing he cannot do, he cannot bypass what's going on in Georgia. You cannot be pardoned in Georgia.
That's right.
Because it's a state deal. It's state.
Federal
okay,
so, pardon. Well, let me
so the only thing I want to say is this.
Also, my 5 years. Go ahead.
No, the only thing I want to say is this. I had myself on mute while I was listening. I'm looking at what Bring It Boy has saying. He has done nothing wrong. Billionaires pay for their protection. That's not true. Especially a former president. That comes out of your taxpayers' dollars, okay,
yes,
for the Secret Service. Can I finish, please? And I'm going to let everybody respond. Only thing I'm saying is that where I'm reading what Bring It Boy said, also says, sorry, that all media talking points. Well, the thing is that even though the media talks about it, it's a fact, okay? The protection for the former president is done by your taxpayers' dollars. Then you said waste more taxpayers' money. Okay, the thing is, he's a former president. He did nothing. He did not accept his salary when he was president. Well, that's fine.
He got a salary.
He opted out of doing it. Whatever he did, can I just finish, and I'm going to let you guys respond. I'm just addressing Bring It Boy. Whatever he did with that money, that's his choosing. He didn't have to take it, right. But still and again, it does not give him the excuse to do what he's being indicted for. Now, going back to what Janet just read about the 14th
amendment.
The thing is that according to what she just read, you don't have to be prosecuted. Just the fact that you're indicted, I guess, is what it's trying to say, that there's an allegation of it through the court of law. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, they have to be actually prosecuted in order for that to take effect. But according to what Janice said is that we're no. If you're indicted, then that's saying that, you know, that you're guilty of it. But I don't agree with that. He shouldn't be considered a person that has committed a crime. There's the allegation, there's the indictment, in order to go through court to prove him guilty of it. Correct? You are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. So that's the whole thing, is that what's your thoughts? I want to send it over to Timon. Is that where can they say that, okay, right, this allegation, he should not be able to run for president at this point in time? Because in my mind, I'm like, no, he has not been convicted yet. That's how come he wants the election to happen before his court cases.
And they said just being engaged in something. You can't even be engaged. He was engaged. He even wanted to go to the Capitol, you know. So they said if you do anything like that, you cannot.
Janet and Mike, hear me and hear me now and hear me clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever Bring It Boy is too. The man has never paid anything. The man has taken, okay,
mm-hmm.
that hotel that
time.
He owned in Washington, D.C. He charged, he overcharged people for that. He sold it,
it was
as soon as he quit. Okay, as soon as he lost, he sold it. The dude set America up. He is guilty, and he knows he's guilty. They don't sit up and give you 4 indictments, and you're not guilty. He has 91 different things going up against him. It's never
That's
been done.
Right.
It's unprecedented. And let me tell you, I don't know who that dude is. Bring it who or bring it whatever. They need to go read. They need
mm-hmm.
to read. The man is a charlatan, and he has made an ass out of the American public. He is, as a matter of fact, the small donors, Mike, have
yeah,
given him, since he went in, over $280 million. If he's a billionaire, what do you need small donors' money? That small donor
right.
money has paid for all of his legal fees.
Legal fees.
He's up to his
right.
ears in legal fees. He has not the man, if he's as clean as he is, why are you taking these people's money? Use your own
That's
money.
Right.
Why are you taking
and Giuliani,
same man.
Right.
Go ahead, Giuliani.
Giuliani had to sell his condo in New York to pay for his legal fees. And if Donald Trump was getting money to help pay for people's legal fees along with his, why did he have to beg Trump for some money, for a pittance of some money? He had to sell his house.
Go ahead.
So, Jeff, since Trump is not paying for anything, and let me tell you, it doesn't really matter, okay? You have to do, if he is found guilty, Mike, he's got to do 5 years.
That's the minimum.
There is no. Oh, we're gonna give him a probation. That's why you need to pay attention to Kemp. Kemp is going to try to block. Who is it? What's his name?
Funny.
Kemp
is trying to block.
The governor is trying to save Trump, even though he says he's not. If the Republicans lose.
Let the comment please finish out.
So Governor Kemp is going to block. He's do everything he can. He don't want to help Trump, but he wants to help the Republican Party. So that's why they're saying that this trial ain't going to happen to 2026. By that time, if Trump wins, all of this will go away. He's trying to help him. That's why he said that. Because guess what? The Republicans will lose the House and the Senate if Trump is found guilty. And that's where they're trying to help him. They're trying to act like they're not, but they are. So I'm good.
So
okay.
Can I say something? Kemp,
okay, right.
He signed in law where they can remove the prosecuting attorney, Bonnie, they can remove her. And it's going to be within 8 weeks. They said it will be put into law. And if they decide they want to remove her from the case, they can. But that's not going to stop that. They can remove her. But that's not going to stop that from going through. What they're going to do, put a Republican prosecuting attorney in there to try and let Trump get away with it? If other people are going down, he needs to go down too.
Okay.
All clean.
The thing is that, okay. So, again, I look at it where, you know, I agree with what you guys are saying, but I'm like, but you know, this is, as we all know, this is a very special situation that has never happened. It's unprecedented, as you hear all the time, you know. And as they buy time, granted, all of them have to come to Georgia. They are, unless there will be a warrant out for their arrest, and they definitely don't want to do that. Speaking of Giuliani. I've never heard of a person having a $57,000 phone bill. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How the hell you got a $57,000? If I'm short a dollar, they cut my shit off. I mean, how do you get away with this? A $57,000 phone bill? I know that it may not seem like it's irrelevant, but I mean that is relevant. But it's like, obviously, they must have had someone that was working with them. And then, like you said, Janet, he went to Mar-a-Lago to ask Trump to help him out. And Trump did help him out to a certain extent.
A little bit.
Because he can't afford Giuliani to turn around and show evidence against him. So
he has
to do something. He can't just say no. Then Giuliani be like, well, you know what? Hell, I'm going to go the high road and tell them everything. So I can save my ass. And here's the thing that I'm trying to understand with people who think in this fashion. If this man is a billionaire, why is he asking you for money? Like you guys have said, why is he asking you for money that's going to his legal defense but not to his campaign? And he chooses not to be part of the debates, you know, because you know the only thing he's going to do is talk about what's being done wrong to him. He's not going to talk about what he's trying to do for America. And I think that many of the Republicans, you know, back in the day, you had two candidates, maybe three, four. But now you got 14, 15, 16 people trying to run for office that know that they are not, they do not have a chance as a snowball in hell, as they used to say, of being president.
And most of them are afraid of Trump, except for a couple.
So if you're afraid, but now here's the thing. If you're afraid of Donald Trump, how are you going to stand up to our adversaries of other countries? If you're afraid of this man, how are you going to stand up to the other people who are a threat to America? How?
Right.
How are you going to stand up to Putin? How are you going to stand up to North Korea? And you're afraid of one man. I'm trying to understand that. And I ask many individuals who support Trump that same question. You have no backbone to look at where, yes, this man obviously has, according to the grand jury, they believe, according to our system, that yes, he should have a day in court to prove his innocence or find him guilty. That's the way the process works, ladies and gentlemen. It hasn't changed.
Mm-mm.
And for you to have four indictments, and you can't say that everybody on the grand jury is a damn Democrat.
No, they're not.
You can't say that.
Well, I will say this. He does not want to go to trial, Mike. The game plan is suppress, suppress, suppress. We want to extend. He does not want to go to trial. He could, guess what, Mike? You can't put him on the witness stand. He will shoot himself in the head if you put that man on the witness stand. They're not trying to go to trial. They don't want a trial. They're trying to wait until this man wins the presidency, and then he will make all
of
this go away.
Himself.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what he's planning on doing. That's his whole game. That's why they call him the gingerbread man.
One at a time, please, because it's sounding muffled when you both are talking at the same time. Go ahead, Janet.
I just wanted to say he can't get on the witness stand because he himself told on himself. He has told on himself. So if somebody is telling what he has done and is caught on, that's his voice. There's nobody else's voice. So how can he say he didn't do something when he's on tape showing that he did? You hear what he did.
Okay.
Mike, I'll tell you something crazy. Listen to Tim Scott. Protect Donald Trump. Tim Scott will not even when they ask him, did you see the thing? Yeah, I saw it. But that really has no relevance on blah blah blah. They're weaponizing come on, you really? And so Joe Scarborough said, see, man, you're not qualified. Anybody that will not, other than Christie and Asa Hutchinson, if you can't say anything against that man, then you don't deserve to be president.
That's right.
You do not. What are you going to do?
You don't need somebody
like
weak.
Like you said, Mike,
where's
the policy? Yep.
Okay. Let's go ahead, and because the time is now 6:40, we got 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to look at another topic. Excuse me?
When I talked to you, I said I wanted to clear something up. So in one of the topics about the money and Jared Kushner. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to move forward to. Go ahead and share that part of it, please.
Yeah. I was looking on, and I also double-checked. There was a pie chart showing, you know, like Hunter Biden and his partners, the most they got was like $20 million that they shared amongst each other using his father's name for working at a foreign country in Ukraine. But since Jared Kushner was in the White House only 1% came from the U.S. on money that he was able to get from loans. He got $200 million from the UAE. And then he turned around and got $200 million from Qatar. When he was trying to get the money from Qatar, they didn't want to give it to him. So Trump said he was going to pull all the troops out and close the base down. Two soldiers ended up getting killed. They brushed that under the rug. Qatar ended up giving Jared Kushner $200 million. Then you got from the Saudi Arabia, they gave him $2 billion.
Tell them again, Janet. Tell them
and
again.
Then from other foreign countries, it was 500 and it was all, the rest of the money came from other foreign countries. Only 1% of that $3.1 billion came from investors in the U.S. Everything else came from foreign countries. But you're going to talk about Hunter Biden. The media keep talking in the politics and the House keep talking about Hunter Biden and the crime family. Ivanka, 18 trademarks from China, and she's supposed to be a designer, but that designer, she was getting sued for using other people's design and just making a little different change. So that's why you don't hear about her designs anymore. But 18 trademarks, but they want to talk while they worked in the White House, but you want to talk about Hunter Biden, who never worked for his dad?
And let him know.
That's a lot for the Trump family.
And it was Chris Christie who locked up Jared Kushner's daddy. And Trump
and
pardoned
him. Yeah, gave him a pardon.
Okay, so let me say this. What I find interesting, and I appreciate you sharing that, Bill. You know, you and I had talked about that whole segment of what you just shared, of where yes, it's not being discussed much about the Trump siblings, and you notice you don't hear nothing from any of the kids at this point in time. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally they would be all over the media in defense of their dad and this and that and the other. But I haven't seen anything. Maybe I'm blinking too much, but I haven't seen anything.
Nope.
Of course, Trump Jr. He's going to pop some stuff here and there. And really, I despise a person who goes and kills elephants and lions and shit like that in Africa for sport. I despise that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating the damn
mm-hmm.
meat. But I truly hate that part of it. But what is happening with the family? What's really happening? Is there really a lot of strife going through it? What I want to do right now is open up the microphone from a time-to-time co-host who joins us every now and then. Of course, you guys know I have to have law enforcement here. Please welcome Mr. Officer Crenshaw.
Hello, Crenshaw.
How y'all doing? My name is Jeff. I'm from Mapleton, Georgia, and I had a question.
Okay.
I had to come in that way because I
now better known as Jeff.
Well, I had to come in that way because I missed so many shows running all over the place. Hey, Janet, Mike, Diamond.
Hey.
how many of us has used our parents' name to get ahead without our parents knowing that we use their name?
Yeah.
I'm sure Ted Cruz or whatever his name is and all the rest of them, you know, they know their kids are using their names to get in prominent schools. So for what's his name? The Biden kid to use his dad's name to get a business deal going. Hell, that's why they created the word networking and changed it. You know, it used to be kissing ass. So it's networking now. You have to use names of people you know to get ahead. That don't mean they're involved in it. You know, I want my kids to use my name to get ahead, and I'm sure everybody else does. So I don't understand why they're making such a big deal out of him using his dad's name. He wasn't sitting president when he did it, and even
That's
if he
right.
was, so what?
That's right. And he didn't get, and what makes it so bad, $20 million was divided between him and his partner. It didn't just go to his pocket. But that's a far cry from $3.1 billion.
Right. But if
one person
if you're
got.
Trying to if you're trying to make a deal and you're trying to look legit and on the up and up, even if it's not your parents, you go, oh, yeah, I'm associated with, you know, Joe Snuffy. And Joe Kilgore, you know, they're good people. You know, so if they know Joe Kilgore and Joe Snuffy and know that they legit and you know them, they're more willing to bring you in. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, even his partner said, yeah, he put his dad on the phone to make people really believe that's his dad. But his dad wasn't affiliated with any of the businesses or the dealings.
Talked about fishing.
Yeah.
When he got on the phone, he talked about fishing.
Yeah. How many of their kids got into Yale and Harvard because of who they were?
Mm-hmm.
Princeton, Duke, you know, because of who they were. They're not hollering about that.
Mm-mm. Look at the stars that tried to pay to get their kids in college, and they got caught.
Yeah. And the thing y'all were talking about with Fannie Willis and the indictment is going to happen. I know Timon mentioned something about Brian Kemp trying to block it. It has to go through a board of 7 representatives, and she has to do something egregious in order for them
that's
to fool
right.
her. That's not going to happen unless they just try to make some stuff up. And
mm-hmm.
once it goes through, I'm sorry, the pardon procedure has to go through a board of 7 members. Governor Kemp has to get 7 high-ranking politicians together.
Yeah.
And they have to conclude whether or not to pardon Trump from the state charge. They all have to agree on it. You know, and that happened because of something that happened back 100 and something years ago when I think the governor of Georgia brought in as his second man a KKK member, and they were going to prisons and
that's right.
offering pardons to prisoners, and, you know, if you got enough money, you can get a pardon. So Georgia
mm-hmm.
decided to put it to where you have to have a 7-member board of high-ranking politicians to approve a pardon.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, unfortunately, Timon's call has dropped. Hopefully he'll call back in. You know, he normally just spends about an hour with us because he has other things he has to do on Saturday, so I truly appreciate him chiming in the first hour. Keep in mind, you guys, coming up at the top of the hour, our special guest, Mr. Joe Levy, is going to be joining us. And, you know, wow, this is an interesting conversation here. We have about 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and what I want to do real quick is just change gears because, again, last Saturday we had a lot of this scheduled to talk about, and you know, Blog Talk dropped the ball, as I said earlier in the show, and we did not broadcast live last Saturday. So we're trying to squeeze all this into this 1 hour before our guest joins us, which he was scheduled for last Saturday. I want to move on
Mike,
to something else real quick.
Mike.
Go ahead.
Mike, real quick, I just want to make this. Y'all were talking about the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they can disqualify him based on the fact that he denounced. Because if you read the Constitution, it's not
mm-hmm.
that you do an insurrection or anything like that. Yes, if you participate in it. But if you denounce the Constitution, you're not eligible. to hold on.
That's right. And he did
that when he said they need to get rid of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Republicans should be basically saying no, for the simple fact, because he denounced the Constitution, how can you believe he's going to uphold it if sworn in again, when he was willing to get rid of it?
And he already said he's going to dismantle.
There's no law. There's no law against of voicing your opinion, though. See, you know, I understand your point.
Well, you still have the first.
No,
you have the First Amendment right. You have the First Amendment right to say what you want to say. But if you read the Constitution, anyone who taken that oath, and he's taken that oath,
to take that oath and then
denounce that they should get rid of the Constitution. Once you take that oath's in you. It's in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're sworn to uphold the Constitution, but for you to turn around and say, well, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, uh-huh, sure, I agree, bullshit. But, yeah, once I become president again, I'm gonna try to push it to be, I follow you, right? So that is hypocrisy at the highest level.
Correct. Yeah, and he already said he's going to dismantle the DOJ, the FBI. You know, we do not want, I want to hold, keep our democracy. I do not want our country to be autocracy. I will be the first one at the door of Canada trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so real quick, like I said, now we're down to 8 minutes. I just want to touch on something else here real quick. We might do a little bit of overtime when Joe Levy joins us. And then maybe it's up to him if he wants to share his point of view on some of the things. He's not on the board yet, but he's going to be here shortly. The other thing I want to touch on was not the one, Janet, about the death of the child, but what was the other topic? I'm trying to look at the itinerary. I want to touch on real quick before the top of the hour.
I'll pull up the itinerary.
It was one from last week.
I know you were talking about the boat, the river boat.
Oh, yes. In fact, we might do a little bit overtime. I know everybody's not going to want to stay for that part because we can do 3 hours here. But what was you guys' thoughts when you saw that video? And now the response, you know, of course, it's weeks old, like 3 weeks old. So what was your thoughts about it and the response from social media of that whole thing that went down? Sure, you've seen the video. But that was something that was really interesting to see because for some folks who don't know, that particular port was really used for bringing in slaves. And here, these individuals felt like they can do whatever they want to, park their boat wherever they want to. I mean, this man was doing his job, as we all know, and everything. And all of a sudden, this brawl breaks out. Stephanie Mills has already posted on her timeline that she is willing to do a benefit concert to pay for the legal fees of the individuals who were involved in the brawl. Share with me what your thoughts were when that whole thing went down.
You want to go first, Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Is he there?
I'm here. When I first saw it, I initially thought, the guy attacking the black guy, I figured, okay, he's drunk because of the way he charged at this guy. You know, I figured, okay, he's drunk. I don't know what was said before that. But then when he couldn't get the black guy down and the black guy seemed to be getting more.
The best of him?
Yeah, the best of him.
The best of him.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. then the other white guy comes running in from out of nowhere and just jumps in the middle. And once they get him on the ground, they start punching and kicking and everything. It's like people just start running in. So, of course, you know, the people that are on the boat that see this jump off to help him. So from a law enforcement officer's point of view, you know, it's like a bar brawl until you find out what was actually said between the first two individuals, irregardless of the landmark and the spot where it occurred. What was said between those first two individuals? Something had to be said egregious to make the one guy throw his hat up in the air as if he was saying, oh, hell no, it's on.
Yeah.
Well, here I have to read this that Brigham Boy has been posting. I can't read all of your posts here, Brigham Boy, but says we need another agency to watch over to all the other agencies. Well, in a sense, we do have that to a certain extent. And then Brigham Boy says need to carry a permit for folding chairs. It can start a red flag. and by the way, folding chairs are really selling out throughout the United States. That's the new weapon of choice, I guess. But, you know, and a lot of folks don't realize that the folding chair was actually invented by a black individual. I can't recall the first name, but I believe it's Alexander. So, I'm sure he's probably laughing in his grave that I never thought something I want you to put your ass on, you will kick ass with. So
right.
that's comical too. But wow.
Can I say something? Yeah, I think it was wrong for a platoon boat to block where the river boat normally parks. You know, they normally park there. Yeah, and then you refuse to move.
And the thing is that a lot of people don't a lot of people don't look at the whole thing of the whole story of right. That is a location for those boats to park. Now think about this here. Not only was there a bunch of people on that boat trying to get off, what you expect them to sit there in the water and wait until your ass decides to move your pontoon?
Yeah,
no, there were other
right.
people waiting. There was other people waiting to board that boat for the tour. All right, so now you think you're above the law. Now, I didn't see in the video whether there are signs that says no parking your boat, this and that and the other. I didn't see that. I don't know if that even exists, but you would think that someone would think about it and realize, hey, look, you can't do this, you know.
It's just like
you know,
Michael, the cruise ship. Yeah. You can't just go park in front where a cruise ship is supposed to park.
Right.
You know?
So again, I don't know if you guys seen it, but the actual captain of that boat, he has posted his point of view and his story about what had occurred and what he did. You know, so if you haven't seen it, I recommend that you check it out which was a white man. He said, hey, look, I got on the PA, was asking whoever, if they were on the dock, you know, I need you to move your boat. It's just like anywhere else. If they put you on the PA, hey, can you move your vehicle? Now, think about this. If there's a fire and you're parked in the fire lane, oh, they're going to remove your vehicle. Or the fire department is going to bust through the glass, get their hoses through. You know, you've seen it. You know, they're going to do whatever's necessary to do their job. And so then for that whole confrontation to go down, the individuals with the pontoon were definitely wrong. Now, I don't condone violence, I promise you. But I think, you know, people just had enough. Those folks were like, wait a minute. And then for that guy to jump on that individual who works there, and for them to witness that. And then you look at the young man who 16 years old who swam across. And what I found funny is that when he got out of the water, he only had one shoe on, and he took the damn shoe off. You're really supposed to take your shoes off before you jump in the water, okay? Just a little information there. But That right. shows how serious this was. That shows where a 16-year-old kid came to the defense of somebody. 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot. It really does. But social media, you guys need to stop now, okay? Let's wait until, because there's a bunch of crazy ass videos and memes and everything that are popping up that has me cracking up, to be honest. It really does. But I'm glad to see them stand up. And fortunately, no one got shot is one thing I see a lot of folks posting, that no one pulled out a gun. This was hand-to-hand combat. What happened was wrong on the behalf of the individuals who was doing something that they should not have done. They should not have blocked that boat. Okay. All right. So, waiting for our guest to join us momentarily.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
Let me close that out. Waiting for our guest to join us momentarily. Let me go ahead and play one of the tracks here. And you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. And by the way, I want to share something real quick with you guys as we wait for Mr. Joe Levy to join us. September 1st. Let me pull this up. I apologize for the delay. But September 1st, we have a new show that's going to be broadcasting here. And Gwen Ross, Hip Hop Presents the Storytellers. Gwen worked with me sometime back when I used to live stream. And I'm telling you, this young lady has a catalog of classic hip hop music. She's going to be broadcasting live on Friday, September 1st. At 7 p.m. Pacific time, okay? I think you guys are going to love it. She's going to share a lot of great music of hip-hop, not just rap, not gangster rap and all that stuff, but she's just awesome with her knowledge of hip-hop. So hopefully you guys will tune in and enjoy. I'm going to be posting her her flyer momentarily and just welcome her to the TMGN family. Awesome young lady. She's in the Las Vegas area. I know her from Pasadena, California, and you're really going to enjoy it. So make sure, starting Friday, September the 1st, 7 p.m. Pacific time, okay, is Gwen Ross, Hip Hop Presents the Storytellers. All right, so you'll get more information soon. All right, we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. By the way, if you're listening online, you can call in to the show at 516-531-9861. That's 516-531-9861. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. And you can post your questions or comments there, and I will read them on the air as Bring It Boy knows. Okay, so let's take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Mr. Joe Levy. Hold tight.
You're not talking, you won't say what's on your mind if I press you. You say everything is fine, but I got a sinking feeling way down deep inside that I'm losing you. I never question where you come or where you go. Now I wonder, I really need to know. I'm hearing rumors from my very trusted friend telling me this could be the end. Always knew there would be days like this. We can fix things with a hug or a kiss. what used to be easy became a complicated mess. What happened, baby? Pick your educated guess. We had sunshine, now we've got rain. Ain't no fire, there's no flame. No passion, so no pain. Let's just stop. Ooh, take a minute,
take a minute.
Think about this fire before we jump in. I'll be lost if you go. You forgot, I'll let you know.
Girl, I need you.
Mama said there would be days like this. We can fix things with a hug or kiss. Find a way to love. Remember when we laughed, remember when we smiled, remember baby now hold on, I think how long we've been together.
Okay, I'm back, you guys. So waiting on Joe Levy to join us. Hopefully we're not having another issue with Blog Talk of him not able to call in, but we're going to be patient and see if that's possible. Let me see. I think I got a text coming in. So bear with me. Welcome back to the show. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't. I'm not on mute. Okay, so I text Jill, so hopefully he's going to be joining us momentarily. Okay, so what do you guys think about that there, that track there, Find a Way to Love? That was featuring Jeanette Harris, a great saxophone player, and I do recommend you check out her music. Jeanette Harris is awesome. He's got a lot of great artists on this new album called Soul on Fire, so I recommend that you get that album too. Okay, great music. But what's your thoughts about that song?
I think it was awesome. It, you know, to me, Joe sounds like Luther, so he stole my heart right away. From the first time I heard him croon a little bit, I knew I could follow him forever. But that song is awesome. Everything he producers is good anyway,
right. Some great
you
music.
Have no complaints.
Okay, again, I hope we're not having a issue. What you think about it, also? I'm sorry, Jeff.
Well, with all due respect to Joe, damn, Joe, now Janet's following you and not me. And that's with all due respect to him, because I like it. It's got that jazzy rhythm to it. You know, it's smooth. So, I mean, you could sit down and get a full stomach and have a big smile on your face while you're sitting there listening to him and you eating some good food.
That's right.
Okay. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Waiting on Jill to chime in and hear these responses and everything, because I just spoke to him like a couple of hours ago. So hopefully there's not an issue with the call in.
Do he sound like Luther to you? A little bit?
He has a little bit. He has that Luther flavor, you know. What I really like about Joe, when he writes or even the other writers that might work with him, you know, he knows how to pick the right tracks to make the album just totally enjoyable. You know how when you would buy an album and it just be that one or two songs on it, you know, and you bought the whole album and the rest sucks. But not in this case. I mean, everything, to be honest, and I'm not saying that's because I know Joe, you know, I've known Joe for some years. Just the quality of his recordings are just fantastic. And again, he brings a lot of great musicians onto his tracks. I don't know if you guys saw what I posted the other night. Joe was at a concert event. I don't recall if it was a husband and wife, or I think it was a husband and wife. But, I mean, wow, the husband was playing the sax, the wife was playing the flute, and it was just an awesome, you know, concert, you know, lack of a better term. And I shared it with a lot of folks, and it was just fantastic hearing these folks perform, and Joe was live streaming it. So I really appreciated that, you know, to get to hear some other artists that I'm not familiar with. And so with here, and that's what I love to do, is share the music of these individuals and everything. So as I wait for Joe to join us momentarily, let me play another track and let me see. I see there's a 111 number on the board, so that might be Joe, might be someone that's chiming in. But if that's Joe, please hit the number one on the board. No, I think I know who that is, but they said they were going to chime in, so I'm going to wait for them. So let's go ahead and listen to another track from Mr. Joe Levy from the Soul on Fire LP, you guys. Here's Joe Levy.
Think about is ways that I can please you. You are the one, you're my priority, and this I'm gonna prove. I'll do anything to keep a smile on your face. There's no fading, true love is give and take. No more hesitating. Yeah.
Welcome back to TNG Fest. That was Joe Levy. And I don't know why that little background sound is happening, but that was Joe Levy with Get It Right. And, wow. I love that track. You know, I mean, you see what I'm
Me
saying?
Too.
You got those horn sections too and everything. You know, just awesome music here. But without further ado, I want you guys, please put your hands together and welcome to the show, the one and only, a guy named Joe, Mr. Joe Levy is in the house, you guys. Put your hands together now. Come on.
Hey!
Come on, audience. I'm asking.
Hey.
Hey. Man, we made it.
Well, I'm going to try that one more time. There we go. All right, thank you. There we go. Joe, what's happening, my brother? Happy Saturday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm
glad I could be here. I see you a few minutes behind schedule, but better late than never. Whoop.
There you go. And I'm not going to share what you just told me about what had occurred, but interesting. But truly interesting.
Okay.
I apologize for last Saturday.
No, not a big deal, bro. Things happen, just like, but things happen all the time.
Right.
Things happen, and you have to just pivot to the next.
Right. Well. Right. So that's why it was late. So you know, I have confidence in you, of course. But man, awesome album. We've been listening to a couple of the tracks. And, you know, as I said, Soul on Fire, you know, I'm glad I bought it, which I'm letting you guys know, please buy it, because you're really going to love this music. It's so soulful, and you know, just the arrangements are just so awesome. And you know, it's just like you don't get this type of music every day, you follow me? Or a lot of folks don't realize it's out here. And so we appreciate you, and I truly appreciate you accepting our invitation to come back on after last Saturday's fiasco. So I truly appreciate that. All right. So what's been going on, man? I mean, you know, we already know, already shared that, you know, your album is like at the top of the charts, number one in Europe and everything. I mean, you traveling a lot, you performing a lot. I mean, that's awesome. Share a little bit about, you know, your experience, because you've been here before. We pretty much know a lot of your music, but we're getting to hear your new album. What's it been like with this new project and, you know, the shows that you've been doing? Fantastic.
You know, man, it's been a real joy to be able to have a voice, you know, and an opinion, and then put that into music and then have people receive it. We've had some good times, you know, creating the record. It's been quite a few years of me working on this record. But I think the end result justified the time that I spent making it. I didn't spare any expense. I spent a lot of money, probably more than I should have. But I really love music. I worked with some really incredible people, had some really good mentors. You know some of them, Jay King, Anthony King, DOA, Lou Lang, Tim Bailey, Ivan Johnson, Sekou Bunch. These are the producers. Joe Archie, people that I worked with on this album, man, that all contributed and helped. Steve Hanneman. We just had a great time, man. Taking information, making the record, reworking the records, and trying to make them special. I really wanted to make an album that people could listen to front to back. You know, so we didn't want to put any filler type records. So we didn't put any fillers on the record. We made a record that we felt was worth the money that we're trying to charge.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just
let me
get to it. It doesn't have as much noise. I'm getting some feedback from my brothers telling me there's a lot of noise in here, and I'm in this car
and this air conditioner is going. So just bear with me while I change up this format and get to a place that doesn't have. That should be a little bit better. Let me try that.
Okay.
How's
yeah.
That sound? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
I'm
hearing
that.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any feedback now. Okay. Yeah, much better, much clearer.
Sorry about that, guys. I was sitting in my car and the air conditioner is going. It's a Tesla, and you can't. The air goes.
But you know, you know what? You mentioned a lot of folks, and like we just played Get It Right. Great saxophonist, Miss Jeanette Harris, is playing on that. And I've been familiar with her music for many years.
Now,
that's an awesome saxophonist.
Give It Right. That's let's get the titles. Jeanette's playing on Find a Way to Love. Give It Right is Norbert Stachel. Norbert Stachel
mm-hmm.
from Tower Power helped me put that horn arrangement together. That's him and several of his buddies. So we wanted to make an homage to Change. It was the thought process behind the song, the way I put the vocal structure together. And then working with him and Sekou Bunch on that record was a real joy. Sekou produced the rhythm section, and
mm-hmm.
Norbert and I wrote the horns, the horn arrangement, and of course vocals and all that. That was me. So I think it came together. We did that in the studio down in L.A. It was a lot of fun, and Sekou was a real fun person to work with.
Okay.
Roman
Johnson. Well, I apologize for getting it mixed. Yeah, I'm saying I apologize for getting it mixed up, but I know right. The first track that we played was with Jeanette Harris on horns. But I want to ask you this though: how did you come up with the title of this album? Because I love the cover, because I love your hats. Okay. Also, I need to find out where you get your hats from. But I love your hats. But my big head, I need a hat. But the cover of the album and the title of it, Soul on Fire. How did that whole idea come about for the title of it? And, of course, we're going to play the songs. Where did that title come from?
Well, Soul on Fire is the title track of the record. It's a gospel
mm-hmm.
record. You know, I'm a big-time believer. I'm not a Christian or, you know, a religion, but I'm a big-time believer in Christ. And that record just came from my experience of being a son of God for 60 years and all of the blessings and the lessons and the covering that I've experienced over my entire life. And so I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to pay and give my God for, you know, what he's done in my life. And that's where the Soul on Fire record came from. And we had some, you know, really great production there with Derek Allen and Ivan Johnson and Joe Archie, all the guys that participated, you know, DL Edwards, everybody that participated in helping me put that record together, Lil John Roberts and others that, you know, contributed to the production. So it was just a telling of that story from the time I was a little child and my parents, you know, dedicated me with that baptismal, and that was the beginning of my journey with God, and he's never left my side. And I just wanted people to recognize that, you know, in my life, there's one supreme, and that is the Lord God Almighty. And so I just have to, you know, be true to that and tell that part of the story, and that's exactly what A Soul on Fire does.
Amen. Well, I got some people here on the board that like to say hello because they haven't heard from you in a little bit, so we're glad to have you here. So I'm going to go ahead and give them an opportunity to give their comments and opinions. First, the lady of the house, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Janet, you have any questions or comments for a guy named Joe Lee?
I am truly a fan. I mean, to me, you are Luther born over again. And I love the idea that you do R&B, pop, jazz with a gospel twist. That's what it sounds like to me, you know. And I just enjoy listening to your music. And I was wondering, Will you be coming this way, you know, to the Atlanta area anytime soon? Because I would love to see you live.
I definitely plan on coming to the Atlanta area. I've been down there a few times doing some prospecting. We're working on right now, trying to get the records out. We haven't released it commercially yet. Everything's been the records only available on my website, and we've only really released it to European radio because American radio is so difficult to go after. So we really haven't had a launch the album. That will come next month when we actually start trying to promote the record. And I love Atlanta. There are stations there that play my records and that support me. I get calls from Atlanta. What do you guys call yourselves? Atlanteans? Atlanteans? But I get calls from residents in the Atlanta area saying that there are stations playing the record and how much they love Let It Go and Love Me to My Soul and Inside You, the records that have been played. You know, we've released four records from the album so far that we released to American radio, which was Inside You, Love Me to My Soul, Let It Go, and then we released Do It Again Without Fear, Renee. All great records, and we definitely want to come to Atlanta and get a venue there and Soul on Fire show there because I cannot wait to actually move this around. So I've got a new manager. I'm actually working with Mike Kraft, who also manages Jeanette Harris. And we're working on putting some shows together. We have a show here in Sacramento September 30th. And I'm on that show with Jeanette and Robin Dewey, who is the ex-bass player for Everly. And a few others, jazz enthusiasts, will be at that show. And then I'm doing another one in Sacramento on September 23rd, the Northern California Jazz Festival with Lynn Roundtree, Tom Brown, SOS Band, Sherelle, and a few others. So I just found out that I'm singing that Alexander O'Neill part with Sherelle, so I'm looking forward to doing that. I've never met Sherelle, but I'm looking forward to supporting her and bringing that vibe to Saturday Love. So it's going to be fun.
Wow, that's great. I've met Sherelle. I met her a few years back through Karen White, and Sherelle brings energy to her shows. I've been blessed to see her perform on a few occasions, and yeah, Sherelle is awesome. In fact, she sung at Karen's daughter's wedding. So you're going to have fun. Sherelle is just an amazing, energetic
individual. I've to work with Karen. I got a chance to perform with Karen once on one of her shows here in Sacramento, and that was one of the highlights of my life because she's such an iconic superstar and such a classy lady, and I love her to life. She also put me in her movie, which was really fun.
Correct.
She did her independent film, which was a lot of fun, along with AK. That was just a real blessing to me that she thought enough of me to allow me to open up the show and the club scene there.
Welcome to
So she helped me craft a better song. At that time, Inside You was new, and it was a rough draft, and she gave me some real inspiration on how to finish it. And so I think the record turned out to be spectacular once we got to the finished product. And she was a part of
it. It's so good that there's two versions of it. I have both.
Yeah.
It's so good. There's two versions of it. So go ahead.
That's true. There's the movie version, and then there's the album. And, you know, my personal favorite is the album release because, you know, I had the elements that I learned from, you know, that everybody had given me some, not everyone, but certain people had given me some really great input, including Karen. And I was able to incorporate that into the final album product. And I think the album product is really stellar. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song written by myself and Lou Lang. Derek Allen produced it. And, Steve Hanneman is playing trumpet and Norbert Satchel is playing flute on that record, and it just came together. It's a classic record.
Exactly.
Wow.
I want to go ahead and give other individuals the opportunity to ask you or that have maybe some questions or comments. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Do you ever get complaints that people have gained a lot of weight listening to your music? because you make it very hard. You make it very hard to push away from the table. You make it very hard. You got to sit there at that table and you got to listen to it. You got to enjoy it. I mean, it's very hard to push away from the table from what I just heard, what Mike played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with the music, though? What? Are you sitting there eating as you're listening? Right.
Right. You don't want to leave the table because you're enjoying the music. You don't want to leave. You don't want to push away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to push away personally. I'm trying to lose some weight. I'd like to get rid of some of this extra stuff that seems to just hang on me, boy. No matter what I do, no matter how much I fast, I just don't seem to be able to get rid of this doggone belly. But I'm working on it, and I'm gonna take that up a notch and really try to get in much better condition. Because boy, you know, health is wealth. To be really truth and honest, health is wealth.
Yeah,
we've seen many of our friends perish from just being in poor health, and I see my friends who are doing well, who have gotten their health together. So there's definitely a message there. So I appreciate that compliment. I'm glad that you like the music and that it's a sit down and listen to record. We really wanted that effect, but definitely get up and stretch, move those legs and arms, and keep that blood pumping.
Only Jeff will come with a question like that. But you know what, Jeff, I'm going to keep you at the table right about now. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take a music break and listen to Joe Levy. Like I said, there's two different versions. There's the movie version, as he shared, and then there's the album version. We're going to play the album version. Hey, you guys, listen to TMGS, broadcasting live from the ATL. Here's Joe Levy with Inside You. Love this track.
There is healing, I'm a baby. Often wonder if you're magic. When you come around, I can't help myself. Those things you do got me addicted, and I don't want no help. Your way is really fresh and lovely. May I have a taste of your sweet love? More you give, the more I won't be. I just can't get enough. I only feel wearing nothing, baby. You take me to a very special place. Much more inside of your love, baby. I can't wait to love you more. May I open up your garden, sample all your love and sweet. That's the reason we came here, baby. Way you ride my love in motion, that magic moment will be found. It will be found. Girl, I'm deep into your music. I love the way you sound. Love the way you sound, girl. Don't be shy.
welcome back, you guys. You know what I want to do? I want to do this right about now.
What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now back to the show.
Thank you, St. James, for that drop, and we're back with our special guest, Mr. Joe Levy. You just heard Inside of You, and again, I want you guys, please get this album. I don't know if you call them albums still or you call them, you know, CDs, drops, not drops, but, you know, I mean, what do you call it now?
It's an album.
So,
it's an album.
It's an album. Right. Okay. We're going to stick with an album. Just give us a little background about that song, though. I mean, because I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But listening to lyrics of songs, you know, today, they don't have anything as far as leads anything to the imagination, you know what I mean? So how did that song come about?
Man, this song, I had just come, you know, through a breakup. My wife and I, after 23 years, went our separate ways. And I was really, you know, I didn't really understand what I would be in for allowing that to happen. It really left me in a hole emotionally, spiritually. I was buried within just grief and doubt, self-doubt. And a friend of mine, someone who was just one of my friends, just loved on me and decided to just bless me with this love that she had. And even though I didn't have any way of repaying that, because emotionally I was devoid of any kind of emotional content. I didn't have anything to offer other than, you know, sex, and that just wasn't really, you know, that's not lasting. But emotionally and mentally, I didn't have anything, and she didn't care. She just loved on me, and that's what Inside You is about. She was just one of the most beautiful people I've ever known, and she came along and gave me this love at the time that just drove me out of this hole that I was in. And that's where those lyrics come from, you know. I often wonder if you're magic, because when you're down, I just can't control myself. It was deep, and she's a beautiful person. We're still I just really appreciate her for being this super conduit of redemptive power that she gave me and lifted me out of that. So that's what Inside You is about.
Wow. Powerful lyrics, my brother. Seriously, powerful lyrics. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, and again, you know, the whole album. By the way, you guys, we're going to do a few minutes overtime, okay, as you well know, or you should know, because we have a couple more tracks we definitely want to share with you. I'm sure Joe would love for you to hear. I see some folks on the board. If you have any questions or comments for Joe, go ahead and hit the number one right now. I'd like to get you on the board and share your thoughts and everything. I see someone here. I believe I know who they are, and I know they have the album, and they earlier today on another broadcast shared how much they enjoyed. So hopefully they'll hit the number one and say hello and share their thoughts. With the upcoming, with the charts that you're on, many charts overseas, and you shared with us about how American radio, very few are promoting artists like yourself here, but overseas, I mean, you're like a serious superstar that you should rightfully so be here. Can you share what is the difference that you've noticed compared to American artists, or I'm sorry, listeners, compared to listeners overseas? What have you noticed the difference? Because I mean, there's true love there for new artists like yourself. What do you see the differences, and how do you see that changing as time goes on?
Well, it's just in this country, our music is being weaponized. You know, music is a very powerful medium. Same people that own the airwaves, that own the record labels, that are paying the money, they own the prison system. The same investors. So this demonstrative, bombastic music that is permeates our culture now produces the results that they like, which is the continuation and the degradation of our community. You don't hear love music in our community because they don't want us to love. Everything that, about our community that we visualize, everything that they show us is anti-love, love and hip-hop, you know, housewives. This isn't reality. These aren't real. And I'm not disparaging the people that take part in this, but that isn't love. We don't have people that we sit around and dress to the nines and hate on and curse out and call bitches and hoes and that kind of thing and then call that love. But this is what our music is now, and it's only aimed at our community. Kanye tried to speak to that, and they called him anti-Semitic. Bill Cosby tried to speak to it, and they accused him of being, you know, you saw what happened to him. You know, Kyrie mentioned it. You saw what happened to him. So anybody, Muhammad Ali, you know, they took his title. Anyone that tries to stand up for righteousness and to speak truth is either jailed or canceled or something of the same. So our music today is completely weaponized. In Europe, it is not. It's art. And they welcome love music, truly love the music, the art, the people that are creating it. It's a different vibe. But here, it's in America uniquely. It's a for-profit industry. The shareholders that invest in black culture and create these pejoratives and these narratives have the same agenda they've always had, and that is to destroy us. When we had record industry and people went and bought records, they stole all the money from the artists. The artists couldn't get paid. Now that there's no record industry, the same people now own streaming companies. They make billions of dollars and the artists make pennies. It's the same thing. The artists in our community don't shine. But if you get artists in other communities that sing our music, they're pushed to the forefront. So this is what it is. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just doing what I can do to stay true to myself in this business, to deliver the messaging that is important to me, which is love, faith, and family, and let the chips fall where they may. I can't fight the machine. I don't have the resources, nor do we have the connectivity, which is a shame because there are many of us who do have the resources and do have the connectivity,
right,
and we sit on our stand by and let allow the same types of things to continue to happen. There are some like Tyler Perry who have, you know, set out a different course. They're creating their own streams and their own production avenues. And shout out and to that brother and respect. But it's still train wreck TV, a lot of it. Train wreck film watching. And that seems to be what the powers that be want our children to be listening to, artists that are from the streets, that have a street mentality, that aren't educated, that aren't articulate. You know, they put Lauryn Hill behind bars after she made the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. They locked her up and refused to let her out until she gave them another album. So this is what they do to people who have a message. KRS-One and talking about this along with some of the other, Ice Cube and others were in Public Enemy. All of these guys have been talking about this and, you know, not getting much airwave about it. But they readily admit, you know, started rap, it was educational. You may used to call it edutainment. We had KRS-One, we had Public Enemy, and then all of a sudden gangster rap came to the forefront. when Cosby was on television with Different World and the Cosby Show, black college enrollment was at an all-time high. Black college enrollment was at an all-time high because people wanted to be a part of that experience. They wanted to be Dwayne Wayne and DeLisa and all those characters that were permeating the household. It was permeating a lot of households. Now, right. Black murder is at an all-time high because you got, you know, these rappers, Lil This, Lil That, all of it's death music. Trap music is kill music. Drill music is kill music. The females are inarticulate and corrupt and crass and overly sexual, and this is what the messaging is to these kids. And right. So that's what they want to produce in our music. That's the community that they want going forward, and we're not strong enough or wise enough or brave enough to not deliver that kind of stuff because, you know, we'll do anything for the bag. We'll say anything for the bag. And that's just where we are in music, and that's why the music in England is different. The attitude is different because they don't have the agenda that is goes on here.
Now, you're speaking total truth, my brother. I'm seriously. I mean, the way you say it is more, you know, profound. It's more of like, wow, a lot of people don't get it. They're not paying attention to, like you said, you know, how the industry has evolved into what it is now, where, you know, love is not the message anymore. It's always hate, violence, and crime, you know. And, you know, for me, it you know, my heart really sinks sometimes when I'm at a store in the parking lot and somebody comes through the parking lot in their car and they're blasting all this negative stuff over their system, right? Now, granted, you have the right to play whatever you want, but everything is negative. Very seldom do I hear someone playing like a Marvin Gaye or something like that, something that's enjoyable. But when you hear folks going down the street, bitch, and I'm like, man, I mean, do you play this in front of your kids? Do you play this like this at home? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the scary thing. Because the kids are going to emulate what they hear. They're going to repeat what they hear. And so they're going to grow up with that attitude and you know, and a certain mentality where the parents have the opportunity to not let that happen. But as you just said, perpetuated is what's been putting out there, and that's what is going into our kids' minds and thoughts. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's sad that it's continuing. Right.
And
the
soul.
Exactly.
You know, you are
right.
You know, yeah, it's not soul music. It's soulless music. And
right.
That's exactly what permeating our, you know, you don't fight anymore, you kill. You know, a black man is not worth talking to or shooting and murdering. You know, you don't see a lady, you see a bitch, a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have that when I was coming up. We had ladies' night, you know, and it was a different thing. The music was different. The vibe was different. But the owners were still the same. The outcome as far as the artists, you know, Prince walked around with the word slave written on his face. That's what they did. They murdered Michael Jackson for being brilliant because he beat them at their own game. So they used to knock him like a dog and blame him for it. So this is what goes on. It's the same individuals, the same people, the same owners, the same shareholders. And Kanye called him out along with others, and you saw what they did to him. It's just the same thing over and over and over again, and we're always too ready and too willing to take a bag to do and say anything.
Right,
and it's.
Let me go ahead and make sure that we get this music out here, Joe. And I, as I said to everybody, we're going to go a little bit overtime here, because there's a lot of great music. I definitely want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to hear some more of it. So I'm going to add a little more time, you guys. So bear with me. We're going to go in a little bit overtime here on TMGS. If you don't mind, I want to play two more tracks. And I'm going to do them back-to-back, okay, you guys? Is that okay with you, Joe? I don't believe I played Do It Again. I don't think I played that yet.
Oh, great. I love
that. So we're going to play Do It Again, And then we're going to go to another track that, oh, man, love it, love it, love it. Back to back. Stay tuned, or I'm sorry, stay here. We'll be right back. Here's Joe Levy with Do It Again. We'll be right back.
On my face, whenever you come around, when I need it, you seem to know. You looked at me, you grabbed my face, and said, "Pack your thing, let's go." My feet. burning about you.
Cheryl Cooley of the all-female band Climax, and you're listening to The Michael Gay Show. Yeah.
All right, you guys, welcome back. That's Mr. Joe Levy, back-to-back, Love Me To My Soul. What an awesome track, my brother. That is spectacular. From the Soul on Fire LP. Joe, if you don't mind, please share with everyone how they can get a hold of this amazing LP.
Thank you, family. Right now, the album is available exclusively on my website, joelevy.com. That's J-O-E-L-E-A-V, as in victory, Y.com. You can get the MP3s for your iPhones, the high-resolution WAV files directly to your computer. And now you can order vinyl if you choose to do so. So we're going to offer a vinyl product for this record. We're only going to have a limited amount of the vinyl records. And they'll be available soon. The CDs, you can order the signed one or a premium CD or just a regular one. But we encourage you to go to our website and look around and see what product suits you best. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. The record is solid from front to back. You've heard a few songs there, but there are 11 great, wonderful songs on this record. I'm very proud of it, and I think every one of the tracks has something special to offer.
All right. Most definitely. All right, so, you know, I had to add a few more minutes real quick, and I'm glad that I did. I was able to play the tracks that I do have here that I could get on the board. Blog Talk is kind of funny, but I want to go ahead across the board and get everyone who's here, my co-hosts and other individuals who are on the board. If you have any last comments for Joe, please go right ahead. Lady of the House first, your final words.
Yes, I certainly will be getting your new Soul on Fire, and I'm going to give it as some gifts also to some of my family members, because I just want them to be able to, when you're riding down the road, this is some good music to listen to, you know, cruising. So I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to you when you come to Atlanta.
Thank you, John.
That's
we'll definitely keep it in the loop, and we'll be down there very, very soon. Thank you so much.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to share the gift of music. I'm sorry, Jeff. I can't say Officer Crenshaw anymore. Jeff, you there?
I'm here. You can still say Officer Crenshaw. I was just pulling my own chain earlier. But anyway, I want to tell Joe. I want to tell Mr. Levy that I'm heading to the restaurant right now because I'm hungry. I want some more. I want some more.
Right on, Officer Crenshaw. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
I'm hungry. That last one got me at the table again.
Right on. That's Love Me to My Soul. Great record featuring Norbert Satchel on flute. And before that, we had Do It Again, which is Miss Althea Renee, one of the queens of soul, on flute on that record. And another really great track written by myself and Tim Bailey. So, and produced by Brother Luke.
You keep doing what you do. Keep feeding us.
Amen.
Yeah, but you know, Joe, definitely. Another thing that I want to say, I know we got, you know, I've been trying to wrap it up, but there's so much that crosses my mind when I listen to you. You bring in instruments that you don't hear that much anymore. You know what I mean? The flute. I mean, you hear saxophone players on some stuff here and there, but you bring in the flutes and, you know, stuff like that. You don't hear those instruments. Real instruments. You might have the keyboard playing a flute line here and there in the background, but you actually get some really talented musicians in the studio. And by the way, with that stream that you shared the other night of the two individuals, which I mentioned earlier in the show, is that a husband and wife team? Did I have that right?
Yes. That's Norbert Satchel and his wife. Norbert is playing flute on Love Me to My Soul. He's also playing flute on the inside. So that is, and he also did the horn arrangement to Give It Right, which was playing when I first came on the show. That's him and his wife, the beautiful couple. They live in, you know, from the Bay Area. Norbert is actually from Oakland. Karen is from Tacoma, but they live in New York now. Mm-hmm. And just a beautiful couple traveling around the world. And I bought all of their albums at that particular event. I have a handful of them here, and I bought everything that they had to sell because they're just wonderful people. They contribute to my art, and it was a joy to see them right here in Sacramento at the Torch Club. And you heard the music. It's first class.
Wow.
And those guys got together and got to sheet music and played it.
I appreciate you sharing that, and while you were sharing it, you were saying that during the live feed that you were sharing, and I was just, you know, I even shared it with a bunch of friends of mine, and I got a bunch of thumbs up because that's real musicianship, and you really don't hear certain instrumentation, you don't hear arrangements, you don't hear in today's music. So I truly appreciate you and you sharing, you know, that whole experience of watching that. I mean, I couldn't click away from it. I watched the whole thing, you know. So I truly appreciate you sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure being there and sharing it because I felt the same way you did. My next move is to try to get those guys on the show with me. I'd love to actually tour with Norbert. He is a sensational instrumentalist. He and his wife both, but Norbert has an unbelievable tone in that tenor saxophone he plays, and he's a brilliant flautist. Just an amazing artist. And that is really the essence of what independent artistry is all about.
Correct. Wow. That was awesome, man. I truly appreciate it. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here, you guys. It's always a pleasure when you come on, Joe. I know you're always going to be, you know, doing some amazing things in music. And we truly look forward to your next. Well, first of all, we're going to enjoy this project first, and look forward to the next one that you bring to our attention. Just great work, man. Just great work.
Thank you, guys.
Let's put our hands together for our special guest, Mr. Joe Levy. Thank you for being here. All right, we're about to get out of here, you guys. Thank you, everyone, my co-host, Janet Davis, Officer Jeffrey Crenshaw, Mr. Time and Chip. Thank you guys for joining in. All you callers, all the people on the board, thank you so much for your questions and comments and for tuning in to TMGS. Again, coming up, there's two shows coming up on TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, shortly. September the 1st is going to be Ms. Gwen Ross. As I said earlier, Gwen has worked with me in the past and when I used to do live stream, which we're going to work on getting back. But Gwen Ross is coming back. She's going to be joining me, and she's going to have her own show. It's called Gwen Ross Hip Hop Presents the Storytellers, and that's going to be on Friday, September the 1st, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So you guys who live on the East Coast, you know how to do the math. That will be, 7 p.m. Pacific will be 10 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, jot that down, Friday, September the 1st, live broadcast, of course, the usual call-in number. And Gwen has just a category of so many great hip-hop classics. Should be a lot of fun. I look forward to you guys tuning in. Hey, I'm about to get on out of here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I guess we'll see you guys next Saturday, right? Yeah, next Saturday here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Thanks again, and we're out of here. God bless. Peace.